Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's go, people. No holding back here. Positive reinforcement can't touch this kind of repressed emotion, so we're throwing positive punishment into the mix.
Do you really think—
Do not interrupt me. This is gonna be good. Get ready, people.
Mr. Title?
Did I give you permission to spear? Oh, hey, Mitch, sorry. Can't chat. We're about to get started.
Just wanted to show my support.
20 seconds. Who's directing this thing?
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions.
I shouldn't have to remind you to pay for my ice cream.
It's not my job to buy you stuff anymore.
Well, if you're gonna benefit from the patriarchy...
Come on, Lily.
The least you can do is buy me ice cream while I'm PMSing.
Is this from one of your mom's books on third wave feminism?
No, that's common sense. I shouldn't have to pay. Hey, isn't that your VP?
Oh no.
Hey, Blue!
I don't feel very well.
Shouldn't have had three scoops without your Lactaid. Watch out, it's slipping off the cone.
No.
Dripping all over your old navy sweater and cargo shorts. And these are my clothes.
Oh, my period just started. Look what you've done. Over here, Blue.
Hey, Christopher.
No.
Wouldn't it be funny if I told him about the time we were, and you couldn't. And then you tried to. No one sees who else you are. You are so alone. You are lactose intolerant. Sometimes I just stand in the shower and let the blood run down my legs.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Christopher. Oh, you feel so good.
Jitty, what are you doing here?
Don't stop!
Fuck.
God, did you see his face?
Oh my God.
Hey, Christopher. Welcome back. Are you feeling better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I texted. And I left you a couple of voicemails.
Yeah, I sent you the feedback we got from the conference, and I made a bunch of notes on your vegan campaign.
Which I super appreciate.
So, what's up?
I just wanted to see how your graduation speech is going. I know the president usually says something.
I haven't started it yet.
Okay, well, maybe we could—
Hey, Christopher. Oh, hey, Blue.
Hi, Omar.
Hey.
I'm having a party tonight. It's my dog's 17th birthday. You have to be there.
I'm not in Model UN anymore.
I know you have better things going on with the student council, but you're still one of us, so I say you're in.
I don't know, man.
Come on. Donna's an old bitch now.
She'll be devastated if you can't make it.
That is really old for a dog.
Yeah, you've been around for a while. You should come too.
Thanks. Can't wait.
Sweet. Rock on, party people.
Why'd you say that?
I thought it might make up for the party we missed in Ottawa that you wanted to go to.
I didn't... Ugh. Whatever. I'll see you there. Pick up!
Hey, Chris.
Hi. Hey, full panic mode. What are you doing tonight?
Not that I have plans, but I'll clear my schedule if you're in full panic mode. Do you need me to cut someone out for you?
I just need you to be my date. To a party.
Okay, not that I wouldn't love to go to a high school event on a Friday night, but why are we panicking about a party? You thrive in society.
I just need someone to go with.
Can you at least tell me what the big deal is then?
What? No, it doesn't matter. I'm not going.
Chris, if it's important, I'll go with you. But for the record, it sounds very chill and not worthy of this freakout you graced upon me.
Well, thanks. Can I come over beforehand to get ready?
I'm sort of in the middle of redecorating my bedroom. Trying to get some mental clarity. Can we go from yours instead?
You know how strict my parents are about parties.
At least you can help me with the stereo then.
What did you do to my stereo?
I gotta go, okay? I'm on the way to my last exam.
Jealous your school ends in May.
Trust me, you'll hate university in no time.
Yeah, university.
How are you, dear?
I'm fine, Mom. Mama Bliss. It's good to see you.
How are your parents?
Oh, you know, high expectations.
And your sister?
Dean's list and all that.
What lucky college gets to have Mr. Carter in their ranks next year?
I'm, still working on it.
Really? Lily had her applications in by March last year.
Yeah, well, Lily's a keener.
You should see some of the guys she's bringing by. It's really gone downhill since you two.
Okay, Mom! That's enough!
I'll let you get ready. Big party tonight. Can't wait to hear all about it.
That's not gonna happen.
She's so cool now.
Hasn't she always been?
Ugh, not you two.
That is a very tight dress. You know this is just gonna be a bunch of my friends.
Oh, excuse me. I thought we were in full panic mode about tonight. Aren't I your hot date to make someone jealous?
No. I mean, you look good. Thanks for coming with me.
My pleasure.
So, what's going on in here?
Feng Shui.
Oh, is that the smell?
No. I'm diffusing lavender for calm.
I'm calm.
You're radiating anxiety.
Well, should I put the other two stereos on the boudoir, or will that mess with the energy flow?
I'm trying some new things, Chris. And in case you haven't noticed, the judgy attitude isn't helping.
Sorry. Can I at least roll a joint here for now?
If you must.
What was on the CD?
I don't know. I could only hear the first few seconds. Then the machine bugged out.
Well, one of them's bound to work. Let's give it a go.
Not right now.
But I brought the stereos.
I'm gonna do a whole ritual. You're just gonna make fun of me.
Lily, it's not a big deal.
And I'm not gonna play it for you ever unless you act like it is.
Jeez, are you PMSing or something?
What's gotten into you?
It doesn't matter. I'm done rolling anyway. Let's head out.
I thought you said this was a Model UN thing.
That's what I thought.
Christopher! Hey, Christopher!
Awesome. Hey, Blue.
Lucy gave me Malibu. Have you tried this? It's like coconut.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a beer.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
Ingle?
Jerk!
You're very pretty.
I'm here with Christopher.
Oh, I'm not into you. Neither is he.
Yeah, I figured that much out when he broke up with me.
That's not what I heard.
Okay, well, that was a long time ago.
Sure.
Why don't we get you a glass of water?
Yeah, water slaps. And a sandwich.
Sure, I'll make you a sandwich.
Christopher, my man! Come take a shot with me.
Omar!
Whew, sick party, eh?
I thought you said this was a Model UN thing. I didn't expect it to be so...
Absolutely banging?
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna miss you after graduation.
Why do you say that?
I got the job, for the new Democratic MP.
Whoa, congrats. I'm gonna miss you too.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you got something up your sleeve.
What do you mean?
I know you got big plans after graduation.
Yep. Big plans?
Save it for your speech. I'm gonna go do a keg stand.
Really? You're gonna...
Yeah, man. Film me. For the real.
No, but nice chatting. And... Okay. He's upside down.
Oh, hey again.
Hi.
Fancy running into you here?
I'm actually looking for Lily.
Try the kitchen? She makes a mean PB&J, but I still taste coconut.
Did you catch that?
I gotta get high.
Great party.
Ah, Christopher! The dopiest of the seven dwarves.
Fuck off, Jared.
Don't be an ass.
A dwarf and a donkey? What are you guys, casting a fairy tale?
He was just saying hi.
I didn't ask the ugly stepsister.
Watch it, man. She's my cousin.
And, sorry. You look great.
Forget about him, Sally. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the basketball scholarship.
You got a scholarship?
Yeah. I'm gonna be playing in the States next year. Portland Pirates, full ride.
Don't you need good grades for that?
I've got a 3.8 GPA, so...
Oh, my God.
You okay, Dopey? You look like you're gonna hurl.
I gotta go.
Well, take Grumpy and Sneezy with you too, all right?
Sneezy.
What am I doing? I gotta find Lily or Blue or... But I... Fuck. I gotta... Whoa, Oh my God, I can't breathe.
Christopher?
Blue? What are you doing in here?
Reading. Are you feeling all right?
Not really.
Hold on. I'm gonna get you some help.
No. Stay with me.
Are you sure? Christopher.
Oh my God.
What the fuck was that?
Oh my God.
You can't just do that. That was my first kiss.
Thought you might have wanted to.
Not like that.
Oh.
Clear the way. I'm about to pull trig.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Please, Blue. I'll come with you.
No, you stay.
Hey, Blue, are you feeling better?
Not really.
Oh no, you're leaving.
But my gran'll be here any minute.
Have you seen Christopher?
Yeah.
He disappeared like 2 seconds into this party.
That's my ride.
Okay, well, good night, Blue.
Night.
Lillian Blister? What are you doing here?
Barf off, Jared.
How did you even get an invite?
I'm in college now, asshole. I have a million better places to be than this shitty shindig.
Why are you here then?
I'm here with someone.
Someone special, I hope.
Not to you, anyway.
Oh, are you here as a pity date for little Mistifer?
Ugh, you're consistently terrible, Jared.
Hey, wait. You want to play beer pong?
No.
My cousin was gonna be my partner.
So?
She passed out in the tub after shotguns.
Oh my God, stop talking.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're doing this.
No beer pong then?
No beer pong, Jared. I want you to strip.
What?
We're going in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jesus Christ, keep your boxers on.
You said strip.
Don't become a sex offender over it.
You look hot.
I know.
Let me get your necklace.
No, I'll keep it on.
You sure? Wouldn't want to lose it.
Right. Thanks. Can you put it Jared, don't you dare-
Splash zone!
Jared!
Don't worry. I put the pretty gemstone in my shoe.
It's safe?
Safer than you're gonna be. Get over here.
Yuck.
Yuck. Take that.
I've gotta go.
Don't be a tease.
No, I really have to go home.
Oh, do you want a ride?
Not if you've been drinking.
I haven't been. Gotta keep fit for playoffs.
In that case, fine. But I'm soaking wet.
That's what all the girls say when they get in my car.
Too bad they don't get off in it.
Ouch! All right, climb in.
Hey, have you seen Lily? You know Lily, right? Yeah. Yeah, curly hair, bit of a temper. She left? With who?
Dreamers was created by Jillian Reynolds, with sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, audio compilation by Christopher Overgaard, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Owen Francis as Oliver, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, Frank Page as Mitchell, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, and Nico Carter as Blue. This episode also featured Lucas Amato, Anastasia Brown, Ben Karwacki, Linda Leong, Spencer Festeriga, and Jillian Reynolds. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the
strange name.
Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper. That's yes. It. Yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are. I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.